A Song of Love by Barbara Cartland and read by Sophie Roberts for Saga Egmont. Author's Note. I am going with my soul bewitched, for I have dreamed my life away. When I visited Provence lately, it was for the second time, and I found it just as mystical, magical, and entrancing as I have described it in this book. The beauty of the women of Arles, the wonder of the barren rocks of Les Baux, the eeriness of the Gorge of Verdon were exactly what I expected, but sadly, I did not hear the nightingales. In 1938, a celebrated author wrote, "I have never known such a place for nightingales, and I acquired the habit of writing to their voices. In the cypress trees and in the thickets there are nightingales, and I had never imagined that so many could be together, for the nightingale is a solitary bird and does not care for the propinquity of its own species. And what should the nightingales sing about except love, especially in Provence? Like the song of Hugues de Saint-Cerque, a 13th century troubadour, to be in love is to stretch towards heaven through a woman."